Welcome to Play by Play, the latest in sports headlines and sports stock news from InvestorIdeas.com. Hello, everyone. This is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to another episode of the Play by Play podcast. For stock news today, we've got the latest from Lululemon, Peloton, and Nike. Then we're going to take a look at some headlines involving the Ryder Cup and the 2024 Paralympics in Paris. But just before we get into the show, a quick reminder for you that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, as well as a bunch of others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. All right, so Lululemon Athletica Inc., which trades on the NASDAQ as LULU, has announced a 5-year strategic global partnership with exercise equipment and media firm Peloton Interactive Inc., which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker PTON. This partnership will see Peloton become the exclusive digital fitness content provider for Lululemon, and Lululemon will become the primary athletic apparel partner to Peloton. Celeste Burgoyne, the president of Americas and Global Guest Innovation over at Lululemon, said, quote, "We're excited to collaborate with Peloton to connect with our highly engaged communities across North America and in markets around the world. As a leader in technical athletic apparel, this partnership will create a powerful product offering for Peloton members and fans. Our two companies share a vision to advance well-being through movement, and this partnership ensures our Lululemon studio members will have access to the most expansive and dynamic offering of fitness content possible." End quote. Next up, Nike, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol NKE, has reported its fiscal 2024 financial results for its first quarter, which ended August 31st. Revenues for the quarter totaled $12.9 billion, $12.4 billion of which was for the Nike brand, and $588 million for the Converse brand. The company's executive VP and chief financial officer, Matthew Friend, said, quote, "Our first quarter results demonstrated the impact of staying on the offense over the past fiscal year. With a healthy marketplace and another quarter of brand and business momentum, we are strengthening our foundation for sustainable, profitable, long-term growth." End quote. We're going to depart from stock news here and take a look at some headlines in the sports world. First off, Europe swept four foursomes, or alternate shot matches, going 4-0 in this morning's session for the first time in Ryder Cup history. This is according to a report from ESPN. The biennial golf competition is being held in Italy this year, where the Europeans are seeking to reclaim the trophy after having lost 19-9 at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin back in 2021. Ireland's Shane Lowry said, quote, "We are off to a great start this morning. We need to keep the foot down. Look, we are very happy with our start today. And obviously, there's a lot of golf to be played from here. We talked about getting off to a fast start, and we have done that." End quote. The Associated Press reports that Russians and Belarusians will be allowed to compete as neutral athletes at the 2024 Paralympics in Paris after avoiding a full ban from the event following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This follows a vote of 74-65 from the International Paralympic Committee against suspending Russia's membership entirely. According to the report, athletes from Russia and Belarus arrived at the Winter Paralympics in Beijing, March 2022, about a week after Russian troops invaded Ukraine, and they were excluded a day before the opening ceremony. That's it for today's edition of Play by Play. If you'd like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, please contact InvestorIdeas.com. InvestorIdeas.com reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the InvestorIdeas.com website. All investment involves risk, and this podcast is not meant to be an endorsement to buy or sell securities or products. To hear more podcasts, you can go to investorideas.com/audio.
And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, and most audio platforms available.